All right, friend, I hit record. I'm going to real quick check my levels here.
Actually, you have to stop. You must stop.
Okay, why?
And start over. You absolutely have to.
Why? What's going on?
Because I have to turn this fan off. Holy shit. Please,
go turn it off.
Please start over.
Turn it off. Go turn it off. I'm going to do my sound bit. Go. Go turn it off. Master. 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 May I master the piano? Yeah, that's good. I'm sounding good. Joe, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I have a sound test.
Yeah, sound test. Test your sound. Go for it.
Like a wheel inside a wheel.
I think I just wet my pants. Welcome, everybody, to another great show. Let me ask you a question. You got a jelly bean craving? Maybe you got jaundice, bursitis, chronic pain? Do you think the judicial branch checks the other two branches of our government adequately? Have you ever been to Jordan, Belgium, China? Or are you jealous because clearly we don't give a fuck? Well, then you're in the right place. Did you know what this is, folks? Yeah, I already said it. I'm going to say it again. It's JBC. Oh. Oh. I don't know why I always have to do that, but I do.
Well, you do it every once in a while. It's kind of cute.
It feels cute. Hey, can I get something off my chest?
Sure.
Okay.
Is it a sumo wrestler?
Yeah.
I'd want to get that off of my fucking chest.
I would want to, too. No, so I've been trying to get this breathing through my nose into the microphone thing under control. And you pointed out the last week, once again, I was snorting like a bull in heat. And in my defense, or I don't know if maybe this is not my defense, but I should be ashamed. I think it was because I was drunk, Joe, if I can be honest. I had all those, I was drinking too many spicy lesbian Cuban mules, so lickums.
Yes,
lickums. And I think right. When I got drunk, I was just, so what I'd like you to do, Joe, from now on, and I apologize, audience, Ian, I'm sorry, you're kind of looking behind the curtain here, but Joe, from now on, if you hear it while we're recording, please just call me out. Just say, hey, Snort King. And I go, oh, crap.
This is perfect because – I don't know if it's our goal or if it's just something we tend toward anyway, but I know this is going to be a meta episode, perhaps a meta episode, maybe a quasi-meta.
I think quasi, yeah.
Episode. Yeah. It'll certainly be an episode about an episode or episodes about an episodes. It'll be episodic about at least one episode. See, I can't hear it when it's happening. I can only hear it when I listen to the show because my voice takes over. You only do the breathing thing when I'm talking.
Oh.
Recording the show, I can't hear your egregious, snorting and wheezing.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, maybe that
was a little harsh.
No. Maybe I just need to stay sober. Look, I didn't start drinking alcohol until I was 28 years old, right? I didn't start drinking heavily until I got married. So it's like my liver does not know what to do with all of this booze. So I just got to take it easy. I am drinking Moscow Mules tonight, but I'm going a little bit slower. And here's the good thing. See, last week I killed the bottle because there wasn't much of that spicy lesbian rum left. Okay. So I thought there wasn't enough to get me drunk. I was clearly wrong. I have a full bottle of vodka here, Joe. So I'm not going to just empty the whole thing. I'm going to be careful, right? So maybe that'll solve it. Maybe not.
I blame your microphone.
It is. It's my microphone. It's because I'm wearing this gaming headset. That's what I've got. And it's a good mic, but it's a little too good. Because I have it pitched up right next to my nose. Maybe I should bring it down here. But does this sound different? Am I down here?
And that's the thing. You do have a headset, so talk about some meta shit.
Yeah.
Bring the microphone down and then bring your voice up, and you'll be able to hear it because you have a headset.
I'm not going
to. It's like a monitor.
No,
it's a monitor.
No. Joseph. Can I call you Joe? Joe Neal, listen. I'm not going to listen to myself while we're recording. I mean, I don't even listen to our show after we're done recording. I'm going to listen to myself while we're recording.
Right.
Yeah, no. Also, I tried that, and it's just too off-putting because I speak, but it goes through so many different wires before it hits my ears. It doesn't – the timing's off, and it just freaks me out, so.
Well, and you almost called me a name. Like, I would have liked that. Did you call me, like, a dirty name that kind of sounds like Joseph Neal? Or no, okay.
No.
I was, like, ready for it.
You were ready, huh?
Prefer you call me Blow Self Neal.
I will from
we
now
brought
on.
That up on a previous podcast.
We did.
This is a podcast about the podcast. Seems appropriate.
Yeah. Can't remember what I was going to say now. Should we get into it? We got a lot to go through here. Do you want to tell the folks at home or in their car or on the subway what we're doing tonight, today, right now?
Okay, so this podcast has always been a podcast about the making of the podcast.
Yeah.
We've had two previous shows that were dedicated specifically to that theme only, or kind of that theme, where we kind of revolved around it. And we're going to do that again, maybe. However, when we were prepping for the show, if you want to call it prepping, you were like, I said, is this going to be a meta episode? And you said, well, it'll be a quasi-meta episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if that's what we're doing, then I fucked up because I think this is going to be a meta episode.
Well, I say, you know, we've said this before. As soon as you use the word meta, now you are meta automatically. So if you say quasi-meta, well, that's meta, right?
Right. Well, all right, let's get this started.
All right, let's do
it. A little bit of laughter. And
so tell them what we're going to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the laughter thing because one of the things that I like and dislike about our show is that we bring forth stuff from earlier shows.
Yeah.
That's
meta.
From earlier shows.
Yeah.
And there is laughter that is us laughing at the bullshit. And then we laugh at it again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like a crowd. It sounds like four people laughing at a joke.
That's good.
Which makes it a little bit funnier. It's a cheap trick. But I think it's a little bit more. I think it's more effective than, say, a lot of British shows over the years that just put canned laughter in there. It's not even a studio audience. It's just, yeah, they just put recordings of laughter. Well, we do too. We have recordings of laughter, but they're recordings of us laughing at the same joke.
Yeah.
That we present again.
Yeah.
And then we laugh again.
Yeah.
Perhaps genuinely, perhaps not. I guess it depends on the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see I think it's just a better way, or maybe a worse way, to present canned laughter.
Okay.
We have it canned, but it was genuine, and it was laughter at the same joke that we're presenting again, and then we laugh at the same times, which is...
Right.
It speaks to how self-indulgent we are.
Is that, dude,
we love our own stupid jokes, so we laugh at them, you know. We double laugh at them twice.
You know what you just did? You hit the hammer-shaped nail on the head with a nail-shaped hammer. Boom. That's what you did. You nailed it. That is so meta. Us laughing at our laughter? Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And I swear to God, it tricks me. This is funny because I listen to it the first time, and then I bring a clip to the show, and then we laugh at it again. And then I listen to it the next day, and I laugh again, and it seems like a whole crowd of me and you, a couple of assholes, but then it sounds like a fucking dozen assholes or a half a dozen assholes laughing. And then I laugh again because I'm like, wow, that must be really funny because listen to all these fucking shitheads laughing at the joke. It's a psychological conundrum. It's just a psychological trick, I guess. It's just that it sucks.
So you brought that up. And you just wanted to talk about that in a meta way?
No.
Okay.
That actually was a lead up, but then I spaced out. You should have seen me right there. Like I said, it sucked. And then I stared at my water heater and I forgot that I was doing a podcast. So let me open this beer, and okay. I'm coming back to why I even said that, which okay. is I wanted to give you I never gave you a Father's Day gift.
Aw, okay.
So I'm going to give you a few right now, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you'll like them or not. You know?
Yeah.
If you're like my dad, like I'd give him some golf balls, and he'll look at the golf balls, and he'll be like, I already fucking have golf balls. And he throws them over his shoulder. So it might be like that.
Could be. Could be. Hey,
by the way, yeah. before I go into this, when I drink a beer, sometimes my body will make these weird noises. It's like, it's like a croak. Do you hear that?
I did. I heard it.
Good God. It's happening. I thought, stop.
I thought Gus was in the background just burping at you.
No, but guess what? Surprise. Our surprise guest today is not Gus, because Gus said he would come over and then he fucking ditched us. Guess what? That's four guests in a row. Wait, no, what? No, it's not. We had Tim. Tim came on. Your dad came on.
That's good.
But I gotta say, this year, the track record is pretty horrible. Like, we keep having people like, yeah, I'll come on your show. And then it's time to do the show. And it's like, where the fuck?
Well, hey, you know, we do change the day around a lot and stuff. So,
blame it on us. I just like to blame it on them.
Tell them we hit top 40, on the Irish comedy podcast chart. And they'll be like, ooh, impressive. That's true. Hey, we really did. That's true. We actually did.
Okay. I was about to like really emphatically. I wanted the truth, because so much of what we say on this goddamn show is a lie.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything right there.
Yeah.
And your dad, you said that, I think on the last podcast, your dad was, you were like, we were number 37 on the Irish podcast charts. And your dad said, I'm just happy that the Irish charts added another position. The 37th position is good. Yeah. And I'm glad that you guys are there, which I thought was a decent.
Yeah, it was funny. It was pretty funny. Yeah. So tell your friends that. So do we have a special guest tonight?
Yeah, we have a surprise guest.
Okay.
Surprise! We don't have any fucking guests.
Okay, that's pretty surprise. That's a meta surprise. So you're going to give me a Father's Day gift now?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some Father's Day gifts. Pardon my articulation. There's a few of them, and that is, I think that you enjoy the buttons that I provide you.
Yeah, I do.
Buttons.
Like,
because
I know that you like them.
You mean these buttons? You mean like
suck a dick?
And
yeah. Hey, look, if I gave you that button,
you didn't give me that button. You gave me this one.
Fuck you, Joey.
And you gave me this one.
Fuck you, Jason.
Those are pretty.
Yeah.
Those are used a lot.
Yeah.
By you. I mean, you are the button master. Here's some new ones.
Okay.
I want you to use them, you know, liberally.
Okay, I will.
There's a couple that are just kind of funny, I think. Okay, so here's one. Oftentimes when you're fiddling around with like YouTube or trying to find the right clip or something.
Yeah.
I think about 150 million times I've said this phrase.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through it, Jason? Can you just walk us through it? Well, one time this happened.
What happened?
And it's Shags. It's Shags saying the same thing, and she delivered it better than I ever could, and I would like for you to hit the button over and over again throughout the rest of our shows for the rest of our lives.
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, see how you can use that? Now, if you're fiddling around and you can't do anything, have that button handy, and then I don't have to say it anymore. We can have Shag say it every time because she does a better job. Here, hit it one more time.
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah. See? It just sounds so much more sweet and lyrical.
Yeah.
Just better.
Everything she says and does is sweet and lyrical. I follow her on Instagram, and I was looking at some of the Instagram phones, and I was just like, sweet lyrical. That's what I put in the comments. I put sweet lyrical.
Well, that's where she's at.
Yeah.
Now, this is just something that cracks me up. I keep rewinding it and listening to it again. I don't know why my wife said it.
Okay.
She said it on, can't remember which episode. I think episode 65 or something. Doesn't matter. Okay. This isn't a meta button, but it's just something that you might like.
Yeah.
I said something terrible. I screamed it in a thespian voice.
Yes. Like,
you know, bleep. That doesn't really narrow it down. But I said, bleep up and bitches down or something like that. It was a terrible gangster rap thing. But then my wife immediately, who was she was right here. You didn't see her, but she was dancing around.
Yeah.
And she said this.
Bitches up, dangling down.
Yeah,
there's another croak again. Like if this, no, I need to go to the doctor. I'm going to ruin our podcast if I haven't already. But anyway, try that one again. I'm sorry. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
Makes me laugh.
I give
too.
That to you. That's the. Perhaps that's like the. If it's a gift to you, that's like the brand new pair of socks, and you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm not throwing these over my shoulder and say I already got fucking golf balls. I'm not doing that. Those are good. I like it.
All right, so now I'm going to go into the meta buttons.
Okay.
Because you don't have any meta buttons.
I don't. I don't have any meta buttons. Mm-mm.
Well, there's a couple.
Okay.
That I'm giving to you now. I'd like for you to start with. All right. So, and this is a little bit meta. It's double, triple meta, perhaps.
Yeah.
And there was a meta montage that I presented, and a part of that is. In some episode last year, we were talking about how our show is a meta fuckhole.
Yeah.
And then you said something like, well, it's like being sucked into a black hole. And I was like, well, it's like a black meta hole. And then you were like, and then you said this.
And this is what I said. Okay.
It's a black meta fuckhole.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you hear that crow? I'm gonna fucking die over you.
I didn't hear it.
You hit that button again. I love
it. It's a black metaphor hole.
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
You can hit those whenever you want. Yeah. And then this I thought you would really enjoy. It's called the metal meta button.
Meta!
Is that you?
I can do a decent like metal scream.
Let's
hear it one more time. Fun.
I like that a lot. That's
and
good.
And there's one more just for you.
All right.
This is another Shags one. She tends to come up with good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's called. Well, it's the last one. I don't want to give it away. You know which one it is?
Yeah, I think so.
JBC, motherfucker.
Isn't that fun?
I like you. I'm going to do it again.
JBC, motherfucker.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So those are your buttons. That's my...
Well, thank you.
That's my belated Father's Day gift.
Well, thanks.
And since this is a meta episode, I wanted to let you know that... Look, oftentimes I have ideas for the show. They don't pan out. I'm working at Taco Bell real late, screaming at fucking millennials, and I'm screaming at them. I realize in retrospect, I was screaming at them because I wanted to go home and flesh out ideas for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, I couldn't leave the Taco Bell because I had to keep supervising these fucking idiots. And make sure that they didn't make any more mistakes. So I would spend extra hours at the Taco Bell. I'd come home and I'm like, I can't do my idea for the show.
Too tired.
Not that they're good ideas.
No, they're good.
For instance, for the Father's Day episode, I had gifts for you. I was going to do a Jason-tage.
Oh.
Just crazy Jason shit.
Wow.
And I was also going to do for you, because it was your idea. On a previous episode, here we go, meta.
Yeah.
On a previous episode, I was like, well, what the hell am I going to do for a Father's Day? Before I had any ideas, I asked you on the air. I said, what do I do about a Father's Day montage? I'd like to do a montage. And you were like, that's easy. Do a motherfucker-tage. Do a motherfucker-tage. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the easiest montage ever. all I need is one episode, and you've got at least 5 minutes of motherfucker.
Yeah, we motherfucking anyway, say motherfucker all the motherfucking time.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't able to make either of those montages. I felt kind of sad because I wanted that to be my – see, that would have been the on-time Father's Day gift for you, like a Jason-tage and then a motherfucker-tage.
Yeah, yeah.
And – but I gave you neither of those.
But you know, and, you did give me.
We did have your dad, and we did have Tim Edian, who's a dad. So, like, I think we did the episode pretty good. I'm just happy that I get to give you belated Father's Day gifts, which are these new buttons.
Well, you, well, you know,
you think you're gonna use them?
It's a black motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm gonna use them. Yeah, good times.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Hey, so thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. It's nice to be thought of, and that I inspired you to do such good work is also, you know, makes my soul feel shiny and gold and shit. We're at minute 22 now, and we still haven't got to our show's theme, which is ironic. I don't know if it's meta, but it's ironic because what's the theme for today's show?
Meta!
This is awesome. I love this so much. I think Joe forgot what the theme for today's show is. Do you remember? No. Okay. So what we're doing on this show in the next 40 minutes minus time for ads is we're going to decide what the themes are going to be for the next 27 shows.
Yes. And I thought that was a meta theme.
It is, but. That's the theme. I mean, the theme is meta. It's not that the theme is meta.
Oh, I get it. The theme is about themes. I get it. It's a meta theme. Look.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
By the way,
if we had not said.
I just got that. I just fucking got it.
Okay, good. So. No, it's totally fine. Listen, this is my point. My point is that if we had not ever used the word meta, and this was just a show about our next 27 shows, that would be meta. The fact that we're calling it meta is what I'm saying makes it quasi-meta. You know, because when you say something's meta, you're automatically meta. But we're saying that in the context of we're going to talk about the next 27 shows. And so that's quasi-meta.
I get it.
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, we've got...
I get it. Okay. Now, you tried to explain that to me several times offline, maybe once or twice in the show.
No.
And I was like, I guess that's meta because I was too much of an idiot to realize that a theme about themes is a fucking meta theme.
Yeah.
And then I got caught up in meta and oh boy, wait till you hear the rest of the show.
Look, if we don't get through, if we don't come up with 27 themes in the next 27 minutes, that's fine. We'll just do it on another show. Not a big deal. I just thought it'd be fun to kind of jump in and sort of, cause this is what happens to between you and me every week, either on air or afterwards. We say, what are we talking about next week? And we don't decide until it's at a point where it's going to be crunch time to come up with material. Not that when we decide with a week in advance, we come up with material that soon. We usually wait until last day anyway, or the last 30 minutes. But I thought we would come up and that might give us some incentive to plan ahead a little bit. And it's ironic, again, that I say come up with material because we're talking about a sum total of 30 seconds worth of bullshit. I'm talking about like the intro and our sound bites. That's it. That's what we do when we come up with material. The rest is just us talking and shit. But I thought, let's do this. So what do you want to do? Do you want to just blow through this and see what we can come up with, sort of, you know, brainstorm, spitball this? I have a Word document open here and I can just put them in. Each of the next episodes, you know, what theme it's going to be.
That's great. Now,
okay.
I was tasked with coming up with the evens. That is the themes of the show on the even numbers of the remaining shows until we get to show 100.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good. Oh, thank God. You know why? Because I didn't write dick.
All right, good.
Actually, I did write the word dick a couple times. But you know what? This either speaks to how little I give a shit about the quality of the podcast, or just some sort of overconfidence, like arrogance problem. Yes. I figured if you wrote all of your themes out, I would just improvise my themes and see how I did. So that was my plan. But do you have 27 themes?
No. I kind of have ideas. Here are the first seven, right, that I came up with.
Let's clarify this for our listener.
Yeah.
Ian, there's 26 episodes until the 100th episode, which will be a year-end episode. It'll be a recap thing.
Yeah.
That theme is taken care of.
Yeah.
But we don't know what the themes will be until then.
Right.
So what we wanted to do, right, Jason, is come up with what will the themes be from this show forth until the 100th show. So this is show number 773?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to start with 74.
So here,
You've got some themes.
I got some ideas. Let me throw those out there, because this isn't necessarily like we're going to do each of these, okay? But this is just me concentrating on what it is that we could be talking about, okay? And I'm going to rapid fire through these. So I thought we could talk about sports and leisure, arts and literature, science and nature, Kate Middleton's thighs, history, entertainment, and geography. I think those are all viable subjects. What do you think?
Those are great.
Yeah. Let me read those again. It would feel like an orangish kind of mood. The arts and literature would be kind of a brownish kind of mood. The science and nature, of course, would be kind of a greenish mood. The history one would be sort of a yellowish mood, you know what I'm saying? And the entertainment one would be kind of a pinkish mood. And of course, geography would be a bluish mood.
Okay, I understand the theme there.
Yeah. And then Kate Middleton's thighs. The Duchess of Windsor. Look, I don't want to be crude, but that woman is remarkable. I can't speak to anything except the 6 times her legs were parted. 3 of those when she became pregnant, and 3 of those when she became unpregnant. And to me, those are the 6 times in the world that something truly beautiful has happened that I keep in my mind as a hope in the dark times we live in, as a hope.
I'm not even familiar with this.
Kate Middleton? She's the Duchess of Windsor. She will be queen someday. She's got 3 kids.
That doesn't mean that she has fucking super hot, smooth thighs. But that's what you're implying.
No, okay, she does have good thighs, but what I'm implying is that since she's going to be Queen of England someday, that's why I'm surprised you haven't heard of her. And look, let's move on, and let me just point this out. Kate Middleton's thighs, I threw that in there as a joke, but we've already talked about it for 3 minutes. We could really do a whole show about Kate Middleton's thighs. I'm putting it down. Joe, I'm just picking a random number. We're doing show 87.
No. Listen.
Uh-huh.
You brought up this fucking thigh thing for a reason. This is a meta show. I don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe it's theme about themes. The theme is themes.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is a fucking meta show. We blew it out of the water in a stupid way.
Yeah.
About how this is going to be meta from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You did. Correct me if I'm wrong, you listed a bunch of fucking primary or secondary colors.
Yeah.
And then you talked about thighs. Now, I'm going to feel like an idiot tomorrow when I listen to this and I realize what the connection is, unless you tell me right now that there was no connection and that was absurdity and that was your joke.
No. Okay, so...
I'm ruining your joke.
No, you're not. You know, behind the curtain time. Meta. Kate Middleton's thighs are just lovely and they belong everywhere. They're not really directly connected to the 6 categories I came up with all by myself. I came up with those all by myself. Sports and leisure, right? I'm putting those 2 things together, right?
I get it. Now that part I get.
Okay.
The thighs part throws me off.
Well, you know what? If I...
In fact, if I decode this... I'm going to figure out what each singular word, what the color for each of those words are. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not thinking clearly enough to do that right now.
That's
but
fine.
I appreciate that's what you tried to do. Why don't you move forward with the themes and just and then it will be exposed and I won't have to think anymore.
Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood, but we are going to do episode 87 as Kate Middleton's thighs. Now, I think realistically we should have a food episode. Yeah? We should do one about food, right? Cause we're both gourmands. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but you're bringing back, but that makes sense. You're bringing back. We repeat themes.
Did we do a food?
To talk about certain things.
Do we do a food episode?
We did. Oh, okay. It was called, you did this crazy Larco ad about, it was a mix between From Dusk Till Dawn and Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. Crazy. Yeah.
It was really good, actually. Almost,
the Jedi Cantina thing. Yeah.
Thank you. The Tequila Jedi Cantina.
That's right.
That was a food episode where mostly I talked about how my dad tried to torture me with food in the bar.
That's right. Hey,
it wasn't like a foodie episode because then we would have talked about what we like to eat. It actually went really dark and it was fucking weird. But
we'll do a food. We'll do a food episode then. Is what we'll do.
Okay. Yeah, we do a foodie episode.
Yeah, foodie episode. Hey, you mentioned Larco, and that reminds me, we're at minute 30. We should probably get the ads out of the way so we can just blow through the last several minutes and just pound out some themes. You know what I'm saying?
Now, do you have all of the themes? Because
no.
I trust you. Like I'm not going to interfere, but.
No, I don't. I'm just.
There's a couple of numbers in there, like where you want me to give ideas.
I want you
if there's an episode where you don't have something kind of already, you know, set up, like, oh shit, episode 89. If you don't have something all ready to present for that, maybe I'll give you. I want to spitball a little bit because
that's what we're going to do.
Themes are interesting, and if you give me a couple numbers, actually, as at the end of the episode when we go through, when we kind of blow through all these themes,
yeah,
you know, point at me, which you can't do because this is a podcast. Indicate to me. Hey Joe, what do you think the theme should be for do do do?
Yeah.
That's all we'll do.
That's what we'll do. Okay, so Larco gave me an ad they want me to read. Do you have an ad?
Yes, there is a word from our sponsor.
There's a word from our sponsor. Okay. Flip a coin, or who went first last time? I can't remember.
You know what? Why don't you go first?
Okay. I will go first. I will walk you through it because I'm bringing it up right now. Here it is. Okay. Here we go. I'll turn off the background guitar music. Gone. And here we go. Recently, a well-known politician opined, dirty on the outside means dirty on the inside. He said this on Twitter, which, as everyone knows, is America's number one platform for policy discussion and decision-making. Furthermore, this particular politician is rumored to have asked Russian prostitutes to urinate on him. And since this politician regularly gobbles the urine-making appendage of another well-known Russian politician, it stands to reason that this maxim of dirty outside equals dirty inside must be true. The man speaks from experience. Which begs the question, how can anyone truly call their carpet clean if it's been vacuumed with a filthy vacuum cleaner? They can't. And so, introducing Vibrancy Vacuum Cleaner by Larco. Pull that dusty old vacuum out of the closet and grab yourself a bottle of Vibrancy Vacuum Cleaner with a patented perimeter parameter measurement profile nozzle. Stand tall above and dribble all over that suck machine a diluted solution of ethanol, citric acid, 3-hexanone, sucrose, methanol, and propanol mixed with a concentrated blend of proprietary detergents including chloride, sodium, potassium, creatinine, and other dissolved ions, inorganic and organic compounds, and our secret ingredient, a non-toxic molecule made of ammonia and carbon dioxide. Oxide. Throw yourself a vacuum cleaning party. Turn vacuum into vacuous. Just imagine it. You and a few friends squirting warm streams of Larco's Vibrancy Vacuum Cleaner all over the place. Make it competitive. See who can squirt the hardest. Turn it into a real water sport. And before you know it, quicker than you can say, you'll have a squeaky clean dirt slurper cleaner than the day you bought it. But wait, I can hear you say. What if my bottle of Vibrancy Vacuum Cleaner gets dirty? No problem. Just head over to your nearest car wash and give that bottle a thorough scrubbing. But wait, what if the car wash is dirty? Well, like all good politicians, let us just say, trust us. We got that one covered. Make cleaning fun again with a golden shower of Vibrancy Vacuum Cleaner by Larco.
Oh. Oh yeah, wonderful, man. That's great. Let's keep pushing through.
Let's just keep pushing through.
All right, so I need to preface or preface. I think maybe the origin of that is previous face. I'm not sure. Let me preface the argument for cancellation. The word from our sponsor. We're gonna need to recap a couple of previous companies that that have sponsored us. And why don't you? Okay, now that's great, but I'm gonna want you to do that again, a little bit later.
Okay.
So here is a company that sponsors us. There's that croak again.
Yeah, I liked it.
Terrible.
No, it's good.
Play clip number 64. This is a company called Clark Marketing Solutions. If you've got a product that is ready for the market, but you don't know anything about marketing, don't just try to brave the advertising world on your own. You may ask, how hard can it be? I can write a few catchy lines to make my company sound good. Well, the problem is, you're likely no good at writing at all. In the ad world, that's a problem. But at Clark Marketing Solutions, we have a solution. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I'm like really good at this. And so are all of our creative people in our creative department. They just know how to create good copy. And we only charge 25 cents a line. You may call that cheap, but we call it affordable. And each line is worth almost all 25 pennies. Don't trust yourself with this stuff. Let us do the dirty work. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're trying to make an ad for Crayola crayons. Mm. Foolishly, you may write a shitty line like this. Crayola will set your child free into the colorful world of their own imagination. See? That sucks. We would write something like this. These crayons scribble a bunch of colors on paper pages, but they color things better than other coloring things, like way better. See? Now that's how you write copy. Yeah, here's another one. If you're selling Subarus, you might be tempted to write something like, the Subaru Outback hugs a turn like its tires have been reunited with the road after years of loneliness. How about this? Subarus are really good cars. Like, really, really good cars. Really good. That's a smart line, right? Okay, now see, here's one more. Imagine you wanted to write an ad for Dick's Sporting Goods. You probably crap out some crap like this. If you like sporting goods, you'll love Dick's. We know you love Dick's. You won't be able to get enough Dick's. Admit it, you think about Dick's all the time. Dick's. See, that's a joke. Actually, it's a pretty good one. Not bad. Anyway, you get the idea. Clark Marketing Solutions. We're really, really good. Like, really good. Okay, so there's one company.
Yeah.
Now this is going to take a little bit of time, but then there's this kind of more powerful marketing company that early on in our show came in and sponsored. I don't know what episode it was. It was very, very early on, but yeah. They're called Omnicom.
Yeah.
That's clip 14.
Well, I don't have a clip 14.
Oh, that sucks. Are you serious?
Yeah, right. I have a clip 16.
Nope, that's not going to work. Now listen. Hey, now, this is perfect, Jay.
Yes, it is.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
For a meta episode.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
What?
I'm going to now, why don't you hit the Shags thing where it says, can you walk us through it?
Yeah. I did. You and she spoke it exactly the same.
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm putting it in the Dropbox.
Okay.
So Shags, I am walking you through it. And, now you should see it and let's do it.
Well, the problem, of course, is that I didn't have my browser open. And as soon as I pop it open, Pandora's going to start playing music. So I'll stop that. That's okay. It's all good in the neighborhood, as the kids say nowadays. Actually, they don't say that. Nobody ever said that. Somebody made that up. I'm walking you through it, Joe. I'm improvising while I go through my various button clickies here. Just so you know, I can keep the radio silence from being too terribly radio silent. Well, Feel free to jump in at any time.
I can tell you this. There's a reason why I put this all up.
Whoopsie.
To preface.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Preface this is that there's Clark Marketing Solutions, and they pride themselves on writing good copy.
Yeah.
Right? What you're about to hear once we get it up is Omnicom, which is, you know, they do ads for Disney and McDonald's and Warner Brothers. Like, Clark Marketing is kind of small time compared to Omnicom. Omnicom has all these, you know, big time ads. You know, it's multimedia shit. Clark Marketing, actually, they just write stuff for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the reason why I bring this up is because I've got a new Omnicom ad, and I feel like somehow it's related
to all this. Keep it up, Joe. Keep talking.
I just feel like the new Omnicom ad, which I will read the copy, hit the clip 14,
yeah,
which will give you an idea of what Omnicom is capable of.
Okay. No, I'm going to right now.
Perhaps you've never heard of Omnicom, but believe me, Omnicom is everywhere. We are the holding company for the best advertising agencies in the world. We make billions of dollars with a B. We only make ads for the top corporations in the world. Certainly you've seen our ads for Disney. A fully naked man with an oversized Pluto mask on his head. He's vigorously jacking off, and the mask is jostling around, bouncing left and right, and almost falling off. It's the perfect image for Disney. That's why our agencies are the best in the marketing business. For McDonald's, we went slightly a different direction. This ad features a naked man with an oversized Ronald McDonald mask, furiously masturbating. The mask is bouncing about, turning sideways as he chokes it. One thing is clear. He's loving it. Some of our clients prefer ads with a little more subtlety. For instance, we did a TV commercial for Warner Brothers featuring a naked man angrily beating off, wearing only an oversized Bugs Bunny mask. The mask barely stays on the naked man's head because it is shifting around so much. You see, it's all the motion caused by the masturbating. Some of our work is designed to tug at your heartstrings. Take our ad for Knott's Berry Farm. A naked dude with a Snoopy mask furiously beating off. If you need nuanced, tasteful advertisement for your international corporation, there's only one choice. That's Omnicom. Marketing as strong and majestic as a lion, which is the new corporate mascot. In fact, throughout this entire ad, I've been wearing an oversized lion mask and enthusiastically jacking off. The thing is, my mask is jiggling and juggling around so much, it's about to fall off. Omnicom. What the hell do we think we're doing here? So, that's Clark Marketing Solutions.
Yeah.
And then a long problem that we had with our podcast.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted our listener to understand, well, there's Clark Marketing Solutions and there's Omnicom. I got copy today, and it's another Omnicom ad.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. You know, they're an ad agency. Well, they're bigger than that. They're a holding company for marketing firms around the world.
Right.
Great. Well, I got this new ad. I've got the copyright here.
Okay. And
just tell me what you think. And give me the intro one more time. Omnicom, we advertise your product by putting a stupid mask on and jerking off at you. In fact, right now I have a ski mask on with the word Omnicom written on the forehead, and I'm jacking off at you.
That's so meta, dude. That's so meta. Oh,
you,
goodness gracious.
You get what I suspect, right? There's a reason why I previously faced that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right. So there we are. That's Omnicom.
That's Omnicom. All right.
Okay.
And that's where we're at. Okay. Yeah. We've paid for the show, and we've got roughly 13 minutes left to come up with 22 themes. So
Also an argument for cancellation, so you have a choice.
Let's do that.
Well, wait. Shall we do the themes first and then an argument for cancellation, or should we do it the other way around?
Let's do it the other way around. We'll do it the other way around. I think that'd be best. I'm going to give you the arguments intro, or unless you want to preface this one as well.
Nope. There's no previous face.
That is better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Arguments for Cancellation version of Arguments for Cancellation. And once again, it's extremely embarrassing. I read the copy for what we just heard.
Yeah.
And you might remember from an earlier episode, there was a Paramount Pictures ad.
Yeah.
And then what I wanted to do was, you know, do my own movie pitches to kind of live up to Paramount Pictures.
Yes.
And so I put forth a couple of those. That was my argument for cancellation, because I realized during the process, wow, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't want to represent the podcast this way, but I do it all the time. Therefore, the podcast should be over.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of the same thing. I want a job. I'm applying for a job at Clark Marketing Solutions.
Oh.
So what I tried to do, and again, I found it to be an utter disaster. What I tried to do was I picked some ads that we've had before in the show, and I rewrote them in the style of Clark Marketing Solutions to see how that would pan out. And I tell you now, it didn't pan out.
Oh.
Some people might say Clark Marketing Solutions isn't that fucking good. Well, I'm not good enough to be a writer for them. So think about that.
Ugh.
And now, and here's the meta inverse, fucking very complex meta, stupid meta, I would call it. Stupid. Is these examples, and that was terrible grammar, yet another reason why we should stop.
Yeah.
So let's go for... Let's see if we can get through this, man.
Okay, let's do this, yeah.
All right, so the first ad, and these are from previous episodes, is going to be Flip 6, and then I'll rewrite it for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for a little more spice? A little more heat? Sometimes plain old A1 original recipe steak sauce doesn't have enough kick. Not enough for a real man. Sometimes you need A1 bold and spicy.
Stop breathing, dude.
It makes Heinz 57 look like a broke dick ketchup. The full flavor and burn of this sauce is not for quivering weenie boys. Go ahead. Slather that steak with A1 bold and spicy. What are you, scared? Are you going to cry now? Come on, cry for me. Oh, look, your mascara is running down your cheeks. Well, fucking wash your face, lift up your skirt, grab your balls if you have any, and try some A1 bold and spicy steak sauce. It makes your A1 look like B2. Bitch. Little punk bitch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Same reaction. Okay. Go ahead.
So I wrote some copy for that one. Ready?
Yeah, go.
A1 bold and spicy. It's steak sauce that's really good that you put on your steak to eat for food tonight.
Okay. I don't know what their hiring criteria is, Joe, but I think it's a good start. You got more?
Yeah. Let's try again. It's underwhelming, but let me. I do want to hear kind of your take on these things. How about let's do clip 50.
All right, here we go. Okay, here's the situation. The Petersons have gone away on a week's vacation, and their property has popped up on Airbnb, the app for people who like to stay in houses without their owners knowing about it. According to the pictures, they have a big, beautiful backyard, perfect for that reggae toga party you've been wanting to throw ever since you smoked a blunt with that girl you met underneath the Colosseum in Rome back when you thought you were going to be an ancient history major, but you wound up dropping out and getting a job at the 7-Eleven. So you show up at the Petersons' place and, oh snap, the Airbnb app said that the Petersons always kennel their dog before going on vacation, but it looks like they left behind a couple dozen doggy landmines. Jesus Christ, what do they feed this dog anyway? Buckets of spoiled lasagna? 10-pound Pekingese, my ass. Some of these doo-doo piles are bigger than a 10-pound Pekingese. And what, you're going to bend over and pick up all this dog shit yourself like some kind of asshole? Oh, hell no. You're about to throw the nastiest hoe down since that frat party you threw in college with the Snooki versus Lindsay Lohan theme. Should have bought stock in penicillin futures after that one, know what I'm saying? But back to that canine crapapalooza. Listen, don't you worry about it. Once again, Larko to the rescue. Introducing the backyard shit Roomba. This little 55-pound beauty is here to save the day. Just fill her full of our proprietary blend of 3-in-1 oil, diesel, and potpourri, and let her rip. Then step back, because Larko's backyard shit Roomba doesn't care if it's gobbling up turds or toes. Thrill as this self-guided dung-dining drone whizzes and whirls all around the place. Watch it bounce over the patio. Watch it bounce off the fence. Watch it make the marigolds quiver and the squirrels go screaming for cover. Oops, caught one. Oh, well, the BSR don't give a shit. Get it? Because it doesn't give shits, it eats shit. Anyway, in no time at all, that backyard will be so clean you could slip a little GHB into somebody's Coors Light and not worry about the dry cleaning bill on your toga when you and your loved ones slip down behind the decorative bushes. Hey there, speaking of decorative bushes, what is this, 1983? Larko's backyard shit Roomba gets the job done, son, so you can concentrate on the finer things in life, such as listening to shitty island music and wearing a bedsheet like some kind of jerk-off. Buy a backyard shit Roomba today.
Dude. Okay. That was my genuine reaction on the original episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did rewrite that one.
Okay. Yeah, give it the Clark treatment. I want to hear this. Go.
Okay. The BSR by Larko. It's a vacuum that sucks shit.
I got to say, Joe, that whereas the ad Larko sent me was 2.5 minutes long, yours at 2.5 seconds long was better. I don't know. I think you're a shoo-in. Do you have any more? You got any more for the fucking Clark guys?
Yeah. There's only one more.
Okay.
It's not a Larko ad. It's a specific company.
Yeah.
Actually, Uncle Lee Daniels came in to kind of shill this company.
Oh, he did. Oh.
But go ahead and hit the last one, and then I'll give you my version of it.
That's okay.
Wow. And not the actor, Mr. T, but the beverage machine, Mr. T. It was a revolutionary product. What it is if you can just picture this, you take boiling water, you dump it into the Mr. T, and then the Mr. T puts it into a cup that has a tea bag in it and brews the perfect cup of tea every time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that was
Danger Lee Daniels.
Uncle Danger Lee Daniels.
Yeah.
And that was his version of it. Here is my version of it.
Okay, go for it.
For Clark Marketing Solutions.
Yeah.
Mr. T. And not the actor Mr. T, but the beverage machine. And it was a revolutionary product. And what it is if you can just picture this, you can take boiling water, you dump it into the Mr. T, and then the Mr. T puts it into a cup that has a tea bag in it, and it brews the perfect cup of tea every time.
Yeah, that was
I switched it up a little bit.
Did you hear that? Yeah, that's okay. First of all, let me just say, I never noticed how Danger Lee Daniels kind of sounds like Bob Newhart. And secondly, I never noticed how much you sound like Danger Lee Daniels. I think that, you know, I think you fucking convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is
not. So we're not going to do the show anymore? I don't know. I mean, the whole point of today's show was to plan our next 26, 27 episodes. But that last argument was so convincing that I guess we're not going to. So it's good that we spent an hour not doing what we said we're going to do?
No, it's theoretical. So if we were to continue, then we would these themes would arise.
Well,
we've already went through a few of them, right? So let's recap. No,
okay. So honestly, so far, and we have a minute left, we've come with one original theme that isn't a repeat and isn't a stupid Trivial Pursuit joke. And that theme is Kate Middleton's thighs. And the 2 minutes that we were actually talking about the theme was probably the best part of this whole episode. And so, Joe, if I can I, instead of calling this a meta, parameta, quasi-meta, you know, I met a guy named Raji, meta
in episode. Inverse double meta.
Yeah. Can I instead just call it the Kate Middleton's thighs episode?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll figure that out at some point.
Yeah.
But come on. Can't you run us through like rapid fire? What?
We didn't come up with anything. I made a stupid joke about Trivial Pursuit, and then I threw in Kate Middleton's thighs. We said maybe food, but that's a repeat. I mean, we don't.
I'm sensing that you're resisting this final run through of themes.
But we don't
need to get to episode 99.
We don't have any, Joe. I wrote down episode 87 will be Kate Middleton's thighs. That's it.
All right, where were we? I'll go through all the rest of them right now.
Okay, and you
please
do that.
Jump in.
Go. No. Good night, Joe. Take us out of here. Go for it.
What number am I at? Just tell me where to start.
Can you hear the music in the background?
Oh, you really won't do this. Okay.
You hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah,
I hear it.
You hear it? Okay. No, that wasn't a rhetorical question. It wasn't showing up on my meters here, but maybe I can crank it a little bit. But yeah, all right, go.
Episode 74 is about bologna sandwiches. 75 is about the itch right beneath my nutsack. 76 is about my shoes. 77 is about my birthday. 78 is about my elbow bursting into your teeth and smashing your face. Where was I? 76? 76 is about the Nintendo Entertainment System. Not video games. The Nintendo Entertainment System. Me breaking it over my head because I can't beat the game Blaster Master. Okay? I'm not even counting correctly. And so the next theme for 79? Jesus Christ. That's all about tea. Green tea, black tea, English breakfast, whatever you want. It's all about tea. Am I at number 80? Help me out here. Alright. Number 80 is about doilies. Number 81 is about fingernail clippers. Number 82 is about bracelets. Number 83 is about hacky sacks. Number 84 is about Polaroid photographs. Number 85 is about mops. Number 86 is about brooms. Number 87 is about barf. That's right, barf. I don't know what number I'm at. This is embarrassing. 88, varnish. 89, cell phones. Old ones like flip phones, not smartphones. Flip phones. Where am I at? 90 is about envelopes. 91, cigarettes. Clove cigarettes, not normal cigarettes. Cloves. I'm probably about to say this number again. 91 is about shoelaces, not shoes. 92 is about my butthole. 93 is about your butthole. 94, buttholes in general. 95 is about me punching a cat. Seems a little harsh. 95, me punching a cat. 96 is about a really nice shawl, like with a good design on it. Just drape it over your shoulders. Nice shawl. Like that. That's number 96. 97. Not the itch below my balls, but just my balls. My balls. I don't know how many I have left. This is tough without your help, Jason. What fucking number am I at? 98. Probably skipped one. Or I just said 98 before, is about water. It's very important. We need to drink it. It's all over the planet. Every human being's body is made of it, almost totally. That's water. That's 98. 99 is about your mom. Not your mom, Jason. Not my mom. But the concept of your mom. I apologize that I can't count. Episode 100 will be a recap, and it will also be the 100th episode, which means something all by itself.